Good morning. High pressure has been building in all night long, keeping it dry and bringing in much cooler air. Many places waking up in the 30s early this morning, even some 20s across a few communities, especially in sheltered valleys. Everyone will have partly cloudy skies for a while, with some sunshine breaking through till about lunchtime. Then an area of low pressure streaking well off to our south will slide off the mid-Atlantic coast. Precipitation, though, associated with this low is streaming as far north as the eastern Great Lakes. As a result, skies will cloud over this afternoon, and we do run the risk at a few light rain showers, primarily from I-90 and points south, although the southern Adirondacks could get involved as well. And across the higher terrain by mid to late afternoon and for the ride home, maybe even a few wet snowflakes mix in as temperatures hold in the upper 30s and lower 40s for afternoon highs. This system and its associated precipitation will move out quickly this evening and will have a drying trend overnight. As skies clear out, temperatures will drop into the 20s to around 30 by early morning tomorrow. With a renewed area of high pressure building in, we'll have full sunshine during the day on Wednesday. It'll remain cool, though, with highs mainly in the mid-40s. Another disturbance will track our way from south central Canada overnight Wednesday night and into the day on Thursday. Sunshine will give way to some high clouds during the day on Thursday, and it will stay dry. Out ahead of this system, highs will be around 50. A few light snow showers as this front passes on Thursday night, and this will set us up for the coldest air of the season by Friday. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be very windy and very cold for this time of year. Some flurries and snow showers through the afternoon with highs only in the lower 30s, with some of the higher terrain not making it out of the 20s on Friday afternoon. It'll remain cold but sunny on Saturday with highs staying in the 30s. By Sunday, some morning sunshine will give way to increasing clouds with another disturbance approaching from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes with a chance of some rain or wet snow in the mountains by late in the day and highs in the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a tropical storm has formed in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Its name is Rena and located about 880 miles east of Bermuda and 1,370 miles west-southwest of the Azores. Maximum sustained winds are near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts, and some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours. Rena is moving toward the north near 12 miles per hour. This general motion, accompanied by an increase in forward speed, is expected throughout the day today. A turn toward the north-northeast is forecast to occur by tomorrow night. Rena is expected to remain over the open Atlantic and not affect any land areas through the end of the week. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 23 degrees with a northwest wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 39 degrees, the dew point 29, 67% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.25 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, showers developing, upper 40s, Boston, increasing clouds near 50, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy, with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 63 degrees, the low 42. The average temperature 53, that's 10 degrees above normal. 24 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday, for the month now 46 hundredths, which is 22 hundredths below normal. And 37.79 inches for the year, which is 3.98 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today 51 degrees, the average low 34. The record high 75 set in 1938, and the record low 18 in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:40 p.m., 10 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and much cooler today with highs right around 40. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with showers developing later today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Clearing skies tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with some showers today, perhaps wet snowflakes across the highest terrain and highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, thickening clouds, cooler today with scattered rain showers, perhaps some wet snowflakes across the higher terrain, and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Clearing it out overnight tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with some light rain showers likely later on this afternoon, a wet snowflake or two in the highest terrain, with highs in the lower 40s. Clearing tonight with lows around 30 degrees. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the middle to upper 40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Thursday near 50. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold Friday. A few snow showers and flurries, lower 30s. Sunny but cold, back into the upper 30s Saturday. Sunshine giving way to clouds with the chance of some rain or snow on Sunday afternoon and evening, lower 40s. And mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Monday in the upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.